This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we continue to honor and remember our good friend Liam Sheff here, one of Liam's friends as well, and my friend, is back to join us on many topics, including acknowledging how Liam has transformed our lives for the better. His name, Brian Hooker, PhD, one of the smartest guys I know, another hero of mine. Brian, welcome back, my friend.
It is so good to be back, and I'm honored on a day that you're honoring the memory of Liam. Chef, and you know, just as he has had such a tremendous impact for several different communities, you know, within health freedom movement, and has just opened people's eyes. And he is, you know, I was shocked when I heard that he was so sick, and then equally shocked when I heard that he passed away. And just, you know, to be a part of this show to honor his memory is really an honor for me.
Listen, we want to talk about some more of the research related to vaccines and the Vax movie and other things that have transpired since then. But I do want to acknowledge, I have really fond memories, you know, obviously meeting you for the first time. I believe it was at the Autism One conference, and at least one, maybe two of the years, Liam Sheff joined me, and that's where you first met Liam. And we just had a great time connecting. We laughed a lot. We smiled a lot, despite the brutality of the subject matter and all of the families and parents that were there with pain in their hearts. And you know, as you know firsthand with your son, yet we found ways to find light in the darkness.
Absolutely. And Liam was, he was such a just a consummate gentleman. And he, you know, we need to laugh. And one of the reasons that I have gone to Autism One, you know, for so many years now is being able to get into, you know, the mode of being able to laugh at our circumstances and just, you know, rather than just reacting on a day-to-day basis, which is what you do when you have a wonderful special needs child. Be able to step back from it, get some perspective, and, you know, detox a little bit. And it was really an honor to do that with you and with Liam. And, you know, I used to call him Booth Eye Candy, because he was,
he's a good looking guy.
He was not, yeah, he was not follically challenged, like me. And so, you know, I think I kidded him once that he was going to be my hair transplant donor in the future. but he just is such a great guy and had a wonderful sense of humor. And, when I first met him, he gave me a copy of his book, Official Stories. And, you know, I get so many books and I appreciate it. I get a lot of free books. When you're a university professor, you get free books anyway, free textbooks. But a lot of times people will come up and hand me their book, and it's very, very difficult to be able to read all the literature that I get. But I made a specific point to read Official Stories, and there was just something that drove me to it. And, you know, the things that opened my eyes, I mean, that really opened my eyes. Of course, me, you know, in terms of vaccine safety science, I started at that chapter, and, you know, what he encapsulated and what he wrote was years beyond, you know, where we were at that particular point in time. But his then his perspective on things like the AIDS epidemic and you know, the putative connection with, you know, between HIV and AIDS, things like retroviruses. I mean, he made such a huge contribution with that book, and it opened so many eyes. And I was glad, you know, again, I get a lot of literature, a lot of reading material when I go to conferences. I was glad that I just took the time on the airplane back from Autism One to read it. And we corresponded several times afterwards. You know, he was one of, you know, Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. God bless Facebook.
Yes.
but so you know, we would have these extended conversations, and he would enlighten me. And he is sorely missed. It's very difficult. Number one, it's very difficult to go to Autism One and not see your wonderful face.
Hopefully I'll be back next year. I keep intending to make it back, and it's always about timing and all these trips together because, again, it is an extended family. I learned early on before I had children about the dangers of vaccines as I became and learned about homeopathy and things like that. And had
Correct.
To undo, you know, damage for my own life, right? And so
right.
I came into that with having foresight and foreknowledge for my children's sake, and then meeting you and a whole community of families and moms and dads who, you know, had the ultimate tragedy, whether the child has died or is now living in a severe state of disability because of the injury. And, you know, what I also noticed, you know, with Liam is that he connected. He was very deeply compassionate with the parents that had gone through this. He himself had seen such abuse within the medical field, so it wasn't unusual, but to see it so close up, he was able to bring voice from a different perspective as he wrote about these tragedies as well.
Absolutely. And to have such an accomplished author/slash journalist that would go out on a limb and, you know, didn't really care about his career. I mean, he wasn't into kingdom building. He was into truth and truth at all cost. And there are so few people that are like that. I look at, yourself and Super Don as leading the charge in getting out the truth regarding health freedom, the most healthy things that we can do for our bodies, for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just very, very few people that will, that have that type of integrity. And that's what Liam had.
Yes, folks, you can still get official stories. It's going to be a textbook that we'll all look back on hopefully one day and say, you know what, I'm glad finally people are really embracing what was in there and to give some corrective action, if you will, to a lot of the misinformation that has become established as gospel, in a sense, within academia. And, of course, Brian Hooker has a PhD in academia. For you, it's to your credit, of course, but, of course, we also acknowledge the injury, the wounds that bring up an openness to see beyond a lot of the academic horse blinders that are placed on anybody in the research community at this point. And so to see someone like Liam, who was not officially a PhD, but certainly had the mind and the brain to go even beyond it and to bring that information into academia for those who are willing to open their eyes and see it.
Yes, absolutely. And he's had an impact. He's had an impact on my own coursework. I teach microbiology, and it has a medical bent to it. And that has, you know, the way that I look at microbiology has changed. And, you know, I knew about Bisham, mm-hmm. but I had, you know, after I had found out a little bit more about Liam's background, then we had some conversations regarding Bisham. And it's something that, you know, you're not going to find Antoine Bisham in textbooks.
Hmm.
I mean, they're not in microbiology textbooks. Everything is Pasteur.
Right.
Everything is the germ theory of disease, germs bad, you know, nothing, you know, regarding the health of the host. And it really, really changed my perspective, and I've had to write my own lecture materials, but the students appreciate it. The students appreciate knowing about a healthy host, a clean host, and not clean from a microbial sense, but clean
right.
from, you know, being able to live cleanly.
There's a functional balance associated. You always make me smile anyway, but you're making me smile even bigger today when you're talking about how it's impacted your teaching direction and how the students will come out a little more enlightened in a real way, not in a programmed way, to think and ask questions, to have critical thinking skills intact in an area where, unfortunately, again, the established official stories and those who defend it don't want to have people with critical thinking skills coming out of college and mucking up their agenda.
Absolutely. To produce, you know, professionals that go into healthcare and, you know, knowing the opposition that they face, if they use common sense. I mean, really, really, Liam had captured such a wealth of real common sense. And, you know, there's certain things that I talk about. There's certain things that I can't talk about. You know, as a professor that teaches pre-nursing students and so forth. But it doesn't stop me from being able to have private conversations with my students. It doesn't stop them from Googling my name. I mean, that's really dangerous.
Uh-oh.
You know, if you Google Robert Scott Bell's name, it's probably worse. But,
and you Google our names together, look out.
Absolutely, absolutely. But again, it just is, it's such a blessing to be able to honor Liam in this particular way.
Yeah. Well, we got a little over a minute before our first break here. Brian Hooker is my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not only honoring, acknowledging the work and writings of Liam Sheff today, we had the memorial service party that's going to continue here. We also want to acknowledge Brian's work as a father of an injured child, a son, who after vaccines, you know, there was obviously something that went awry. And his work since that point in time, to get to the bottom of these so-called mysteries or these things that are hidden by those who are writing the official stories on vaccination. And there's a whole lot more to discuss, Brian, with you today. We've got about, like I said, a minute before break. Maybe you can set the stage on something you were looking at related to the flu vaccine, and then we'll go more into depth on it.
Well, I have been concerned about the flu vaccine for a long time. You know, not only just the fact that the maternal flu vaccine exists, that OBGYNs are pushing the maternal flu vaccine, but also that a significant portion of that vaccine contains 25 micrograms of mercury, which is a lot, which also has been scientifically shown to partition to the developing unborn child. And looking at the research on different size, a paper came out at the very beginning of the year, Zerbo et al., was a flu shot paper looking at the relationship of all things, the maternal flu shot and then ASD incidence in the born child after, you know, after the child is mature enough to get an ASD diagnosis.
All right, Brian, stand by. I want to go into what they concluded and what you conclude based on their conclusions, what they got right, what they got wrong. We're going to get into this with Brian Hooker after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Brian Hooker, Ph.D., a good friend of the program, good friend of mine, and, of course, of the dearly departed Liam Sheff, who we're acknowledging here today. It was Memorial Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Links in the show notes. Thanks to Cap Morgan, including a very important article I want all of y'all that are listening right now to link up to and to share, much less read. Of course, I want you to read it, too. It's over at FocusForHealth.org. It's titled The Prenatal Flu Vaccine and ASD. Good research, bad conclusions. Brian Hooker, you kind of set the stage about obviously 25 micrograms in mercury. OBGYN's recommending it for women who are pregnant, and of course the mercury impacting the developing baby. They have to acknowledge this. I mean, there's certainly research that acknowledges now mercury related to certain neurological issues like tics, which is indicative of not nothing but something. And then where does it go from there?
Well, it's a very interesting paper. This is a paper that had some conflicts of interest and some real entanglements that, you know, makes you scratch your head regarding the conclusions in the first place. It was a paper that was produced by Kaiser Permanente, okay, and it was used, they were using what's called the CDC's Vaccine Safety Data Link, which is patient records, in this case, maternal records. And what they found, to cut to the chase, was that women who received the flu vaccine, and they didn't distinguish regarding, you know, the mercury content of the vaccine. They just said women who received the flu vaccine, you know, in network in California were 25% more likely If they received that flu vaccine in the first trimester of pregnancy, they were 25% more likely to have a child that went on to be diagnosed with ASD. So they saw a risk. The risk from a, you know, just prima facie perspective, just walking up to the data, the risk was statistically significant. It has, you know, a p-value, which is a probability value, equal to 0.01. Now, what p-values mean, when you see a p-value, you automatically take that p-value, you multiply it by 100%, and that gives you the chance that this particular outcome was a spurious or a chance result. So if you have a p-value of 0.01, what that means is that there's a 1% probability that this was just obtained by chance. But on the converse, what it means is that you are 99% certain that this is a real result, that there indeed a relationship exists between that prenatal flu shot in the first trimester of pregnancy and then these kids being going on to be diagnosed with ASD. So
Brian,
nobody wants to take that chance.
Sure. Pause for a moment for our new listeners that are new to the subject and topic. ASD, of course, meaning autism spectrum disorder, and that's a wide spectrum. It could be Asperger's, you know, as they call it sometimes, high-functioning autism. It could be severe debilitation, anything in between. I suppose that there's a broad range here when they say ASD.
There is a broad range. You're looking at a broad umbrella regarding ASD. And I believe one of the reasons why they did that is when you look at actual autism, you know, the specific diagnosis of autism, DSM-5 autism, it's a much more narrow diagnosis. And in order to get the numbers, you know, within their statistical study, numbers are power in statistics. The more children that you have, you know, in that particular category, the more you can show whether there's a definitive relationship. And I believe that they actually technically correctly looked at ASD in order to boost those numbers up. There's definitely more ASD children in the U.S. and in California than there are those that have, you know, pure, you know, what you
sure.
would call DSM-5 autism.
And so
these are ASD children.
Brian, some have concluded autism is just another name for brain encephalopathy, injury to the brain and nervous system. Also, we see a lot of damage to the gut, as many doctors, physicians, and scientists have seen as well, simultaneous to it. So if they concluded, if you will, I don't know if it's right to say they concluded the link, because you said the p-value says it was fairly certain, it wasn't a random scenario. The question is, when we get to the conclusion to the paper, we want to understand why it was a bad conclusion or wrong conclusion and what should they have concluded. But we're up on another break. Brian, can you stick around with us today?
Absolutely. We can close the loop on this story. No problem.
Very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, acknowledging our good buddy Liam Sheff and his passing and memorializing him today, as well as moving the research understanding forward of the link between vaccines and autism and other things that contribute with Brian Hooker. More after this break. Check out his article. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The article by Brian Hooker is available at focusforhealth.org. I want you to go there. It's linked up also in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. A very powerful article. It's about this study that linked the prenatal flu vaccine and autism spectrum disorder in the children that eventually were birthed to these women, particularly in the first trimester, as I understand what Brian Hooker has told us. And he says in the headline, it's good research, but their conclusions were wrong. even though you showed this p-value of pretty much certainty in terms to the relationship. So expand on what you were describing to us, Brian, in terms of these conclusions, because people might, like I hear you say, well, they've concluded the link, but is that good or bad, or is the conclusion something else?
Well, in fact, the conclusion is something else. If you look at the paper, and you look at Kaiser's talking points and CDC's talking points for this particular paper, they conclude no relationship between the prenatal flu shot and any trimester of pregnancy and ASD, which if you look at their own research is patently false. So what they did was they cheated. I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about CDC and associated researchers associated with CDC, and that would include those from Kaiser. We've talked about these researchers cheating in the past, but what they did was they used a correction that is sort of mysterious in statistics. It's called the Bonferroni correction, and the Bonferroni, it sounds like a San Francisco treat to me,
yeah.
But it is not. It is the Bonferroni correction is a very, very stringent correction that you do only when you go on statistical fishing expeditions. And so what they did in the Zerbo paper was they looked at the flu shot overall in pregnancy, then they split it into 1, 2, and 3 trimesters, first trimester, second trimester, and third trimester. And I don't think anybody, any of your listenership would disagree with me that those are all intricately related. Okay, so, you know, in fact, if mathematically, if you add up the results of the first trimester with the second trimester and the third trimester, then you get the overall result that they showed for any trimester of pregnancy. So they ran these 4 trials, and then they did an additional 4 trials looking at the incidence of autism spectrum disorder in women who actually got the flu and got influenza during pregnancy. So altogether, they had run 8 trials. Now, using the Bonferroni correction, you actually take your p-value, your probability value that I talked about before the break, and you multiply it by the number of trials. And so they took their probability value, they multiplied it by 8 trials, and the probability value was now 0.08, okay, meaning that there was an 8% probability that this result had been derived by chance. Now, that is a big no-no. What they did in statistics, you know, what they did statistically violated many, many publications and violated, I think, the intent of Bonferroni himself when they came up with this correction in the early 1900s. It's only used if you're looking at, you know, say if I have a large statistical sampling and I'm looking at college students and their preferences in music, their preferences in clothes, and, you know, things that are, you know, specifically unrelated, that don't necessarily relate to each other. That's the only time that you correct that p-value. Now, you never, ever, ever, if you have something, if you're looking at the same result, which they did in this case, autism spectrum disorder incidence, for, you know, multiple scenarios, you know, flu shot in each trimester of pregnancy, then you never correct that p-value. You never correct it.
Well, Brian,
and what they did was a very big no-no in statistics. It was a cheat.
I've got to ask you, you know, who comes up with such an idea to let's apply the Bonferroni no-no, I call it at this point, correction in this case, unless, again, let me put my thinking cap on, somebody didn't like what the results were showing, and they had to find some way to reasonably argue in their mind, maybe it's not reasonable, as you say, but maybe they could pull a fast one on the general public or other researchers who are reading this to say, hey, it really wasn't statistically significant. This is just as much an opportunity to be a chance finding as opposed to a causal potential relationship.
They were trying to cover up the relationship. You know, Kaiser Permanente has a vested interest in pregnant women getting the flu shot. They purchase flu shots for their clinics. They need to be reimbursed for these particular flu shots. They're incentivizing their member pediatricians and OBGYNs to boost vaccination rates. And so there's no way that they're ever going to come down on a cause and effect regarding the prenatal flu shot. There's just no way that they're going to do that. And what was so duplicitous about this was, in statistics, the gold standard is a p-value of 0.05. You know, once you have that p-value and it's lower than 0.05, then you can say with certainty that there is a relationship there, that there exists a relationship. So when they came up with this no-no, this, you know, this fraud to boost the p-value above 0.05, then statistically they're off the hook. Statistically, then they can make the statement, which they did. They were wrong. I think they are lying. That the flu shot is not related to ASD, the first trimester flu shot.
So what options do we have in terms of calling them out on this fraud, Kaiser? I mean, is it a matter of you publishing a reanalysis of the paper and again in a peer-reviewed journal and them crying about it? Or are there other options for folks listening, you know, whether they be family members like you of children who've been injured, or whether, you know, it'd be concerned scientists that are invested in the integrity of said science?
Well, over Christmas, you know, this paper actually came out online right before Christmas, even though the official publication date was January 2nd. But over the Christmas break, I wrote a letter to the editor of the journal in which, you know, this paper appeared, JAMA Pediatrics, you know, which is a very high-profile journal. I wrote a letter to the editor. I pointed out, you know, the improper use of the Bonferroni adjustment in that particular instance, and lo and behold, they published my letter. And not only did they publish my letter, but they had a very similar conclusion from a group of Italian doctors who actually went further than me and recommended, you know, I as a non-medical professional, I didn't make a recommendation on whether a woman should get a flu shot or not during pregnancy. You know, that's not something I'm going to do in a scientific journal because I don't have MD behind my name or DO or something like that. I'm a PhD. I want people to read the results and make the conclusions based on that. But they had a group of MDs that also wrote a letter to the editor. These appeared in April of 2017 online at JAMA Pediatrics, and we both came to the same conclusion. Using a correction factor in that case was wrong. It was dead wrong, and Kaiser needs to come to grips with the fact that they have that relationship.
Right. Okay. I find it very strangely ironic, or I don't know if there's a link, but in Italy, where they just recently mandated vaccines without exemption, for example, could this be a response to this paper? Was that in the works prior? I don't know as we speak here, Brian, but I find it very suspicious. Now we're finding out in France they're working to promote an agenda of mandatory vaccination without exception or exemption as well. And it smacks of, I believe, desperate, you know, fighting back, because there's people like yourself and others and these other MD doctors in Italy recognizing this, that the jig may be up unless they embrace and enforce mandates that require participation without exception.
Right. And people have taken to the streets in Italy.
Yes.
The populace doesn't like it. I mean, you know, it would never be covered by the mainstream media in the United States, but there are huge protests over, you know, this mandatory vaccination policy in Italy. You know, the same thing was rejected in Sweden.
Exactly. And the thing is, this is geopolitics. This is the pharmaceutical industrial complex capturing governments, regulatory agencies within those governments. And as you mentioned, conflicts of interest moneyed on, you know, maybe it's at the lowest level, if we could call it that, in a local health department looking for reimbursement, or on a federal level at the CDC. And you know, so it stinks to high heaven how much corruption there is in this, considering that the science is not on their side in defense of their use of or suggested recommendation or mandating of flu vaccines for women who are pregnant.
Right. And you know, the science is indeed, you said something very, very important. The science is not on their side. The science is heavily stacked in the favor of being skeptical regarding the vaccine schedule, being skeptical regarding the prenatal flu shot, being skeptical regarding the prenatal Tdap shot, which is also on the CDC's recommended schedule in the United States. This is the science is indeed lopsided on the side of being skeptical of these particular vaccines, despite the fact that it is so difficult for somebody that goes against that orthodoxy to be able to get something in the open literature. You know, if you go to a publication that is cited on PubMed, you know, that you can access by going to the PubMed website, it's very difficult to get one of those journals to publish anything that would go against the orthodoxy that says anything but vaccines are safe and effective.
Well, again, the irony pointed out that the church of old is now the medical church of new, in that they have a dogma, and if something comes out in opposition to that dogma, it must be battled down to the death, even that, you know, whether it be the death of somebody's career or whether it be something worse, I don't know. But the reality is this is a very big risk to careers, as we've seen people attacked, like your friend and mine, you know, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, simply for observing something that, you know, goes against the dogma of a particular church, in this case, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination.
Right. And, you know, I have a few battle wounds myself, but nothing to the extent that Dr. Wakefield has experienced. Despite the fact that all of that original Lancet paper said it brought up the idea, you know, based on parental reporting. It never said that the MMR vaccine was causing autistic enterocolitis in these children.
Well, we'll follow up with you on this. We're out of time, Brian, but my goodness, thank you so much for all that you're doing and your article. We want everybody to read it. And Brian, and thanks for your kind words about Liam and his passing and memorializing him here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Liam was and is a saint. I know he's looking down on you and smiling and the work that you're continuing, and anything that I can do to preserve his memory and preserve his work. Let's move forward.
Thanks, Brian Hooker. Back with Super Don to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Dr. Brian Hooker for hanging out, talking with us about some very, very important subjects, as well as acknowledging our good buddy Liam Schiff, watching us, listening to us from the other side, hopefully smiling as we get a little silly from time to time. We're going to celebrate this weekend for sure. Now, upcoming events, I always like to mention them. I kind of pepper them in. Sometimes you forget, but the easiest thing to do is go to the show notes, and it'll say more upcoming RSV events. It's right below, hopefully, the Food is Medicine Curacao event, which you can read about, and save money, RB0700, if you sign up before July 14th. It's been extended for you. Save $300 when registering before July the 14th, okay? And we'll see you there. We'll see you there. And, of course, the food is going to be clean. I won't have to bring any. Woohoo! Coming up next week, the Symptoms event. I'll be broadcasting live from this naturopathic education event by Trinity School of Natural Health in Minneapolis. Hopefully you can stop by there. NPA MAHO, the Natural Products Association in Columbus, Ohio. I will be broadcasting live a week from Sunday, I believe it is. And that will be happening because of CB Sciences, our good buddy Stuart Tomp, and plus CBDOil.com. RSB50 gets you 15% off. Then we have the Cancer Prevention Convention, Sunday, August 27th, all-day event. Ty Bollinger and family, Doc Newsom, DACA Detox. It is going to be amazing. And I'll be broadcasting live from that event as well in August. We mentioned Curacao. That's happening September. Also, the big one, Truth About Cancer Live, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, Orlando, Florida. Also have a couple of events, the October 20th and 21st, my Beautiful Brain 2017 Schizencephaly Convention and an Iridology Convention in Orlando, Florida. So we got lots coming up, folks. Plug in. Also, remember, last day, I believe, to listen to the Holistic Health Summit out of Switzerland. All of them are open for review. Take advantage of it. It's in there. The banner's there. So, Super D, what can we do? It is a holiday. It is a celebration time. It is summer in the Northern Hemisphere. We got to have some more fun.
Indeed. And I know you went and had some fun on July 4th.
Too much
doing
fun.
Some stuff, right?
Too much eating.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do that. Obviously, 4th of July, get together, have barbecues, and play and do recreational activities. And there was a story out of Asheville, North Carolina. That's where
Dr. King is,
yeah. Right? Yeah, and there was this family. It's cool. They threw this block party for the kids, and they lived in this area that had kind of a downhill slope part of the neighborhood. And they built – have you ever seen, like, when people build these makeshift homemade slip and slides?
Yeah, we used to have the little ones that you had to store by, and
yes.
But you could actually get like a thick plastic sheeting even, or the heavy PVC sheeting or whatever it is, and you can make it yourself now.
And this one that they made was no small slip and slide. This thing was huge. It had to have been like, you know, 40, 50 feet long, right?
Wow.
So they put this party together for these kids, and, you know, every neighborhood has to have that one grumpy old man, right? You know,
yeah.
It's like, kid, get off my lawn, right? So apparently this neighbor calls the police and says, hey, these kids are causing a ruckus or whatever. And so the cops come out to respond to this, and they find this gigantic slip and slide that they've built. And the cops look at it and they go, you know, it's not blocking any traffic. It's not breaking any laws. They're doing okay. And just to top it all off, the cops decide to join in with the kids, right? And so they in full uniform, there's this video that they took of these cops sliding down. Of course, they had to try and, you know, keep themselves from getting wet at all, you know, because they're in uniform, they're on the job. But they actually joined in with the kids and were sliding down the slip and slide with the kids rather than them getting in trouble.
Give a listen to these good cops enjoying time with the kids and sticking their thumb out or whatever it is to the curmudgeon in the neighborhood. My butt is wet. They really went for it, man. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's time to have a joyful celebration, and I think that was it. Sorry about that neighbor that just – there's always one of them, but maybe you could find a way to give some love to that neighbor and get them on the slip and slide as well.
Yeah, it's cool to see police officers having fun building relationships, and you know, in their communities. It's important.
Yeah, get out there, build some relationships. Find a way to help folks out that are curmudgeonly. I mean, sometimes you got to do it subtly and quietly without them knowing it, but hopefully you can bring the love, the vitamin L, however you describe it. Listen, I've had a loving time today, Super Don. Thank you. Thanks to Captain Morgan for bringing it on the addiction issue with Freshman Friday. Thanks as well to, of course, Dr. Frank King, his Healing Revolution. We enjoy partaking in at least once a month or more. Go out and go to drkings.com. And thanks as well to Dr. Brian Hooker, Professor Hooker as well. We love you, Liam Sheff, and thank you for all that you've contributed to us. Go out and get official stories as well. It's all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.